Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, this morning I wanted to talk about 'Twas the Night Before Christmas, because that's the day it is. We're almost to the night before Christmas. And Barb Waldenhop loaned me a book that it is, of course, the story. But it was put out by Hallmark, and I think it's sort of cross-advertising here. It features the artwork of Coca-Cola Santas. And just some interesting ties in terms of the book and the artwork. First of all, in the artwork, it mentions that really in 1939, when Coca-Cola started putting Santa Claus in their holiday ads, that Santa was pictured a little differently than perhaps he had been in the past. All of the Coca-Cola ads feature a really jolly, chubby Santa with red cheeks and the white beard, and probably how most of us have come to think about Santa Claus. If we have a picture in our mind, that's probably what we see. And prior to this time, the images of Santa and St. Nicholas and Father Christmas came with people, of course, from other countries, from their native traditions. And so sometimes the American Santa was even tall and skinny. And just, you know, all kinds of different pictures. And if you've looked at any of the Father Christmases and St. Nicholas's and so on, you will know that they do look different than the Santa that most of us do picture. So I guess that's the power of advertising in this case, of how Santa really came to be pictured in most advertisements, you know, not exactly the same, but very much the same, with the red suit and the big wide belt and the whole Santa picture. Most of us have, I think, a very similar picture in our heads. The other thing, of course, in this book, it talks about the person who wrote it. Can you tell me the name of the author? No, he's not known for much more, although he was a biblical scholar, a professor of Asian and Greek literature, and an author. He could converse in almost any language. But what we remember is that Clement Clark Moore wrote 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. Actually, when he wrote it, it was not called that. It was called A Visit from St. Nicholas. And because of the first line, it later, we all know, became 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. And he wrote it for his family. And then some of his family members submitted it to a newspaper, and it was published anonymously at first, because this was a, you know, it was sort of a family kind of thing, and it was not necessarily to be published in a book. Not that he really minded, but it was quite different than the work that he had done previously. So I'm wondering if 'Twas the Night Before Christmas has played a part in your family tradition. Many people, just every Christmas, at least sometime and often on Christmas Eve, read 'Twas the Night Before Christmas, and, you know, maybe put lots of theatrical words into it, or not words, but meaning into the words. And it's also probably a picture-taking time when maybe mom is reading to the kids or dad's reading to the kids. Somebody else is taking pictures because this is a part of the important tradition. So, just in case, and by the way, can you name the reindeer? That was Clement Clark Moore's part in this, too. They had not been named before this, and so he was the one who gave the names as well as the story. So here goes. 'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap had just settled down for a long winter's nap. When out on the lawn there rose such a clatter, I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave the luster of midday to objects below. When to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer. With a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick. More rapid than eagles, his coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen. On Comet, on Cupid, on Donder and Blitzen. To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall, now dash away, dash away, dash away all. As dry leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky. So up to the housetop the coursers they flew, with a sleigh full of toys, and St. Nicholas too. And then in a twinkling I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur, from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler, just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard on his chin was as white as the snow. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work and filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk. And laying his finger aside of his nose and giving a nod, up the chimney he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim as he drove out of sight, "Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night." And that's my wish for you also, is a Merry Christmas to all. And perhaps you will be reading "'Twas the Night Before Christmas" to someone in your household. Have a great time. Enjoy all of the Christmas spirit. No matter how many presents are under the tree, there is a Christmas spirit that I hope is in your house. So until next time, Merry Christmas.